Hi, this is Bishop E. James Logan, Senior Pastor of Christian Faith Fellowship Church in Zion, Illinois. Welcome to our podcast. I pray you'll be blessed by a fresh word from God every time you tune in.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to a Wednesday night, another Wednesday night teaching from right here in the sanctuary of Christian Faith Fellowship Church. I'm your humble host, Bishop E. James Logan. Glad that you joined us. Text, call someone, tell them the word of God is going forth again from the pulpit here on 27th and Ezekiel. Hallelujah. All right then, bless your heart. Get your Bible and turn to Psalm chapter 3, Psalms 3 and verse 8. We're going to continue our teaching on whose report do you believe? And this is part five, and we started Sunday talking about the blessing, the blessing of the Lord being upon the saints. And man, was it a word? Was it an anointed word? And Pastor Deborah prayed a very powerful and anointed prayer at the end. It's still in the archives on our website. You can get that. I'm sure you will. It'll bless your life. Psalm 3 and 8, King James Version. Let's read it out loud together. Ready, begin. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you and praise you for another opportunity to share the word with your people. I ask that you would anoint me afresh, give me clarity of thought, and allow my words to penetrate the hearts of your people so the seed of your word can be planted and bring forth a harvest for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right then, bless you. So again, we're going to continue our discussion on the blessing is on you. The blessing of the Lord is on you. I want you to meditate on that and think about that. That's why at the end of the verse, the songwriter says, Selah. It means to pause and calmly think about that. Think about the fact that the blessing of the Lord is on your life. I know there's so much news coming from all directions. There's so much information that we have to digest and so many things we're trying to do and fix and handle. But I want you to stop right now and meditate on the fact that the blessing of the Lord your God is on your life. The blessing is on your life. Again, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of God, is his favor upon us, his people. God favors his people. He loves all of creation, but he favors his people. God's favor, we said this Sunday, and I'm going to say it again, is the special attention God shows his children. And I said this Sunday, and I'm going to say it again too. Don't be offended, I am a special needs child of God. I need God's special attention because I'm especially challenged. I don't know about you. I'm not the smartest preacher. I'm not the most anointed preacher. I need God. I need him more than any preacher that's probably alive today. And I don't mind saying that because when you call on God from a pure and sincere heart, he will hear you and he will respond to you. I am a special needs child. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Watch this. So the blessing of God, the blessing of the Lord is God's favor on his children. God paying special attention to his children. That special attention that God pays us, that blessing that is on us, also empowers us to succeed. The blessing of the Lord empowers us to succeed. The blessing of the Lord also helps us and causes us to advance. That's why there's no stagnation hallelujah, with the children of God. We're always advancing, moving forward, moving the things of God forward, moving and advancing the kingdom of God in our own hearts, in our own families, in our own communities, and so forth. And this is what is needed in this hour, because there are so many things pushing against us, pushing against the church, trying to get us to retreat and fall back and draw back. But we are not, as Hebrews 10 says, of those that draw back, but we are those that constantly and continually advance the cause of Christ, because the blessing of God is upon our lives. The only way that we can be a blessing to other people is if we, in fact, ourselves are blessed. I want someone to point to themselves, actually poke yourself, don't hurt yourself, poke yourself and let yourself know, I am to be blessed because I am to be a blessing to others. This is why the blessing of the Lord is upon you and I, so that we can in turn be blessings to other people. God placed his blessing upon his people, and he watches over his word to perform it. Why do I say that? Because blessings, write this down, blessings are spoken. Blessings are spoken. Man. Blessings are spoken. In fact, they are favorable words spoken by someone authorized to declare them. Write that down. Blessings are favorable words spoken by someone that's authorized to declare them. And we know that God in the book of Numbers told the priest, this is how I want you to bless the people. This is what I want you to say over my people. I'm authorizing you to bless my people. Man, this is good. God has blessed you. God's blessing is already on you. I'm just here to remind you that you're blessed. I'm here to remind you that you're blessed. I'm authorized, glory to God. I'm anointed to speak words of blessing over you. I'm anointed to tell you you're blessed and you're not cursed. I'm anointed to tell you that you're the head and not the tail. I'm authorized to speak well of you, even if you don't act well or feel well. I'm still authorized to tell you all things can be well in your life, because the blessing of the Lord God is upon you, his child. So God authorizes people to speak blessings over your life. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, the Bible says, God says, so shall my word be. God says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. The prophets wrote down the words that God spoke to them concerning the people. So when you and I read the word of God, the Bible, we are reading the blessings of the Lord. We are reading what he has spoken and what he has authorized those that represent him to say to his people. So again, Isaiah 55, verse 11, God says, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void. He says, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. The words that God speaks over us, the written word, which is the sure word of prophecy, and then prophetic words spoken by his prophets over our lives, they will produce the results God is after. Did you hear that? God's word always produces what he's after. God's word always gets the right result. You need to write that down. There's some results that are about to manifest in your life because you believe what God said and you believe the blessing is on you and you're repeating what God says until it manifests. Sometimes you have to just keep saying, by his stripes, I am healed. Or I was healed, so I am healed. By his stripes. Sometimes you have to keep saying that until the healing manifests. It's not a, you just said it, and sometimes it will work one time, but most of the time it's by faith. You have to say it until you see it. Because you continually saying it and declaring it is releasing it and reactivating it and causing it to manifest in your life, because God's word always produces the results that God says that they will. He goes on to say, God's word will achieve God's purposes. If you want to see God's purposes manifesting in your life, keep saying and speaking the word over your life. Study the word of God, activate the word of God by doing the word of God, and you will see the results of the word of God in your life, which is the blessing. The reason God, again, puts the blessing on his children is because, first of all, he loves his children. He loves us. But he also wants us to what? Advance his cause. There's some things that God wants to see in the earth realm. And so he blesses and empowers us so that we can advance his cause. That's why God blesses and puts his blessing upon his people. God watches over his word to perform it. It's true. Not only does God speak blessings and put the blessing on us, he watches us and he watches his word to ensure that it comes to pass. So I want you to understand something. Don't be nervous because God is watching you. Don't be nervous because you feel like you can't make a move without God watching you. He's watching over you to make sure his word comes to pass in your life. God is not a cosmic killjoy. He's not trying to judge you or I for every little thing we do wrong. Contraire. No. What God is doing while he watches over us, he's making sure everything he said about us comes to pass. Lift your hands where you are and say, God, I thank you for watching over me. I thank you for being there every step of the way. I thank you you're there right now, and you're there to ensure that what you promise me and what you say about me is what happens in my life. God watches over his word. He doesn't want what the devil intends for your life to happen. He wants what he intends and what he says about your life to happen. So he's watching over you. Don't get nervous about God watching over you. Get glad, because he's in your life. He's in our life. He's watching over us for our good, because the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Psalm 34:15, the Bible reads, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. My. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Did you hear that? God's eyes are on you. His eyes are on the righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. God is watching over us to enforce the blessing. Man, I feel that. God is enforcing the blessing in our lives. Let God enforce the blessing. Let God say, Satan, you can't go any further. Remember when Job was tempted? God told Satan how far he could go, and God enforced what he said. God has to and will always enforce what he says. He will use force to stop the enemy from going farther in your life than he's supposed to. He will enforce the blessing. He will enforce healing. He will enforce salvation. He will enforce the fact that he is your deliverer. This is what God does. He enforces his blessing. So he watches us for good. He's on our side for good, to keep the evil one and his evil from harming you. I want you to understand that. I want you to believe that. It's important that you get that in your spirit and hold on to that when you're going through a test or a challenge or a trial, that God won't let you be tempted and tested and challenged beyond your ability to take it. He will tell the devil, stop and go no further. I speak that even right now. The enemy, stop, go no further with sickness. Stop, go no further with lack. Stop, go no further with depression. Stop. Let the blessing of the Lord manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for someone to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are committed to him. Are you committed to the Lord? Then the Lord is watching you. Again, he's watching over you. His eyes are upon you. God is scanning the whole earth, looking for people to support. Let me read the ESV. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, giving strong support to those whose heart is blameless towards him. God gives strong support to those who are committed to him, whose hearts are blameless towards him and with him. He gives strong support. God's eyes, he's scanning the whole earth. He's looking for his children, those who are totally sold out, totally committed, won't back up, won't back down. Come on, somebody. I don't want to go there. But he's looking for somebody who's committed to him, that no matter what happens in the world, they will not deny their faith. They will preach the gospel. They will believe the gospel. They will sing God's praises. They will clap their hands. They will serve the needy. They'll speak in tongues. They'll say what's right and what's wrong, regardless to what the culture says. God's eyes are scanning the earth, looking for people that are committed to him, and he's going to show you some strong support. I want someone out there listening to me right now to understand without a shadow of a doubt that God is your biggest supporter. Hallelujah. God is your biggest supporter. You don't need all the help you think you need. You just need God on your side. Some of these people that have turned and walked away from you, don't worry about it. God has been watching your life. He has been watching and observing you. And if your heart is committed to him, God is backing you up. God is supporting you, and God is advancing you. God supports his children. Write that down. God supports his children. God, your heavenly father, is not a deadbeat dad. If he brought you into this world, he's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. Your father in heaven brought you into this world. He will support you. All you need to do is look to him, commit to him, and he will take care of you, because the blessing is on his children. I'm a blessed man for only one reason. God put his blessing on me. Hallelujah. God gives strong support, not just support, but strong support. I know there are people that don't feel supported. I know there are women and wives that have been abandoned by husbands and baby daddies, and you're trying to do the best you can. I want you to look to the Lord. I want you to stop looking to a man. Get off the internet looking for a man. Get on the internet looking for God. Get on your knees and look to God. Get in the Bible and look to your Heavenly Father. He will be your strongest support. He will be your glory and the lifter up of your head. Let God your Father bless you, and let God help you understand what it means to have His blessing on you. We have to understand it. That's why I'm taking my time to explain to you the blessing of the Lord, so that you can believe the report of the Lord when He says, I put my blessing on you. Go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. I'm going to finish. 1 Peter 3, 12 and 13. 1 Peter 3, 12 and 13. Again, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers. Listen carefully. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Verse 13. And who is he that will harm you? If you be followers of that which is good, let me read that again for your hearing. 1 Peter 3, 12 and 13, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He's watching over the righteous. And his ears are open to the prayers of the righteous. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And then who is he that will harm you? If you be followers of that which is good. One more time, not insulting your intelligence. There's a reason. Third time, I'm going to emphasize some words here. For the eyes, notice Peter says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears, eyes are on the righteous, ears open to our cry, our prayers. But the face of God is against them that do evil. Now, that's called, in big fancy theological terms, anthropomorphic language. It's language that attributes physical attributes to God. And we know God is spirit. God doesn't have a body. He can take any form and shape, but God is spirit. So the reason Peter is using what is called anthropomorphic language is because he's ascribing human qualities to God to explain how his attributes work. He's helping. Yes, indeed. He's helping us understand how the blessing works. Yeah. So he says the eyes of the Lord, the ears of the Lord, and the face of the Lord. He's using that to describe how the blessing works. Okay. First, again, Peter says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Eyes are in the head, if you're normal. Eyes are in the head. They're in, on our head. They're in our head. And they're on the face. Okay? So the eyes also mean if the eyes are on you, then the face of God is looking at you. It's hard to put your eyes on something without putting your face in that direction. All right. So he's automatically saying when God's eyes are on us, his attention, his full attention is on us. His head is in our direction. The head also symbolizes just several things: knowledge, authority, and leadership. Mm-hmm. So when God's eyes are upon us and his head is turned towards us, then we get the benefit of his knowledge. You can communicate, you can talk to God. He can talk back to us because his eyes, his face is turned towards us. And we can get the knowledge that God has for us in that moment. There's some knowledge that God wants to give you right now that will help you tomorrow. You need to understand that his blessing is on you. His face is turned towards you. His eyes are upon you. While you have his attention, you need to talk to God. Get your face out of the TV and stop and look at your Father in heaven. Give him your attention because he's already watching you. The eyes and the face also speak of authority. Headship speaks of authority. So you have God's authority, or the greatest authority in the universe, at your disposal. You and I, we need to learn how to better use the authority that we have been given. And then also leadership. Headship speaks of leadership. There are some things that you need God to lead you out of, lead you around, and that's part of the blessing. You don't have to get stuck in what other people are stuck in, because you have the eyes of the Lord. You have God's attention, and he's willing and ready to give you the knowledge and the authority to help lead you out of whatever you're in into what he wants you into, what he wants you to partake in. This is a part of the blessing. In the eyes, there's vision. Vision, hallelujah, vision. God wants you to be able to see your way out. He wants you to see you're blessed. He wants you to see your future is brighter than right now. He wants you to see that this is not the end. He wants you to see, as Pastor Deborah preached, trouble doesn't last always. But you can't see that if you're stuck in the right now, if you're stuck looking at what's going on right now. And so this is part of the blessing. It enables us to see, enables us to give a vision of something greater than what we're in right now. And eyes also speak of revelation. Hallelujah. God wants to give you a revelation. He wants to give the church a revelation of what is to come. That's why he gives us Holy Spirit, so he can show us things to come. I told you again Sunday that I was a special needs child. And I am. And I'll tell you why. And some of you can identify with this. I'm a special needs child because I need God to watch over me while I'm sleeping. Because I'm vulnerable. I'm vulnerable. I can't defend myself when I'm asleep. So God, watch over me while I'm asleep. Hallelujah. I need you to watch over me. I'm talking to somebody. I'm ministering to somebody. God, I need you to watch over me while I sleep. The Bible says, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God stays awake so you and I can get some rest. Lift your hands right there and say, I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight. I'm not going to worry. Anxiety is not going to keep me up. Bills not paid are not going to keep me up. Sick loved ones are not going to keep me awake. God is going to give me sweet sleep. That's a part of the blessing, because he's watching over me like he's watching over my mama, my auntie, my friend, or my co-worker. God is watching over you because that's part of the blessing. And so you can go to sleep. So as a special needs child myself, I need God to watch over me while I sleep. Not only that, I need God to wake me up in the morning, because I cannot wake myself up. Alarm clocks don't wake you up. Hallelujah. Only God can wake you up, because there's millions of people, when the alarm clock went off, they did not get up because they did not have the blessing for another day. But I thank God that he is my keeper, and I'm a special needs child. And God, I want you to watch over me while I sleep, and I want you to wake me up every morning. But see, I don't stop there, because I thank God. God, get my feet up out of this bed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want God to strengthen me and give me enough strength to roll over and get out of the bed and stand on my own two feet. Only God can do that. That's part of the blessing. And I acknowledge the fact that I can't walk without him. I can't talk without him. I need God to help me get to the bathroom and brush my teeth and clean myself up so I can be presentable when I have to go out of the door. I thank God that he is my very present help in the time of trouble. I thank God that the blessing of the Lord is on my life. So I thank him every day throughout the day. God, please don't take your eyes off me. Hallelujah. When I get in the car and drive down the street or on the express, God, don't take your eyes. Watch out for me. Watch over me. That's part of the blessing. You need to understand how critical it is that God watch over you, that the eyes of the Lord are on you. And secondly, Peter says, God's ears are open to our prayers. That's a blessing. To know that God hears me when I pray. Hallelujah. That's a blessing for you and I to know that God hears us when we pray. That I'm not just talking to the wind, that my praise is being received, that my worship is being received, that my prayers are being heard. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for me, reminding the Father of some of the prayers. I thank God. You should thank God that God hears your prayers. And when you believe that God hears your prayers, you will pray more. You'll pray throughout the day. You'll have certain special prayer times, but you'll keep praying throughout the day because you know God's eye is on you. He's watching you and his ears are open. So you don't mind blessing God and you don't mind talking to him because you know he's paying attention. I want you to know tonight that part of the blessing is that God pays attention to what you pray. He pays attention. His ears are open, not closed, to his children. Psalm 102, verse 2. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. That's what the songwriter says. God, don't hide your face from me when I'm in trouble. He says, incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call upon you. Answer me speedily. Incline there means lean down and make sure you're hearing me clearly. God, lean down. Sometimes I may be too weak to speak too loud. I may just be able to get a whisper out. But God, that means I want you to lean in. I want you to get as close as possible and listen very closely to what I'm praying. And this is what God will do. That's a blessing that the God of the universe, the God of all creation, when his children pray, when we may not have enough energy and strength to get it all out, he will incline, he will lean in. I want someone to know right now, God is leaning in. He's leaning in towards you. You are so important to God because the blessing is on you, because you're one of his children, that God is leaning in to hear the faintest prayer, the faintest cry, the slightest little bitty sound that you make, that you're uncomfortable, that you're in pain. God hears it and God will respond. That's part of the blessing. Ears are also on the head. God listens to every little sound we make. Think about a newborn baby. They need total care, so they are never left completely alone. We have technology. Of course, it's been 24 years since we had a child. But I remember what they may have them called baby monitors. That when the parents are asleep, they put a baby monitor in the baby's crib. And it's probably so so much high tech now, they probably have all kinds of cameras and But anyway, you could see and hear the baby breathing and snoring or coughing or sneezing. And depending upon the sound, the parent knows that's not a healthy sound. The parent will respond because they're constantly monitoring the child. Can I tell you something? God doesn't need a baby monitor for you. He knows every little whimper, every little sound. When you're uncomfortable, when you're talking, wait, you don't sound like yourself. I need to minister to you. Oh, he's ministering right now to some people because you haven't been sounding like yourself. You've been going through so much during this pandemic and you're not yourself. I want you to know God can tell the difference in the inflections and the tone of your voice. And because you're his child and because the blessing is on you, he's going to watch over you and make sure no dramatic, life-damaging eternal damage occurs in your life. It's important that you understand that. That's part of the blessing. His eyes are on you. His ears are open to you. And then he says, Peter says, but God's face, ponim in the Hebrew, God's face represents God's favor. Man. Yeah, I grew up, I'm an old school guy. And I grew up before they had words like child abuse. Not that it didn't exist, but it wasn't a common term. They didn't have, what's the term, where you had to report, designated reporters or whatever they call that. They didn't have that then. I grew up around folk, you know, that would, you make them mad, they say, get out of my face. I don't want to look at you. You disappointed me. See, that, where do you think that came from? Anytime God's face is turned away, he's disappointed. He's displeased. There's no favor coming. That special attention is not there. And Peter says God's face is against those that do evil. He's not giving them any strength, any power. The evil that they do it on their own, with their own strength, from their own intentions. God is not empowering them or strengthening them to advance the cause of evil. Those that want to harm you, God is not aiding them in their attempts to harm you. God is not strengthening cancer. God is not adding strength to corona. God is not adding strength to anything that would harm you. That's opposite of the blessing. That's what's called a curse. And God's face is against those that want to harm you. So you need to thank God today that his eyes are on you, his ears are open, but his face is against the evil, against anything that wants to harm you. God is against it. He's opposing it. So I want you to know right now that no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. I want you to get it in your head, get it in your heart, that whatever is attacking you is losing its strength right now. It's losing its strength right now. Whatever disease, germ, virus, or bacteria that is not supposed to operate in your body, that's foreign, that comes to create harm and havoc, it is losing its grip. It's losing its power. Man, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now to tell you that every enemy is losing its strength because God's face has turned away from it, and there is no ability for it to continue to bring you down or to harm you. You know, as I get ready to close, I was thinking when I was doing this message how when I taught my children how to ride a bicycle, how I'd watch over them. You know, you push them and then you run with them and you watch over them because they don't know how to maintain their balance yet and they could fall and hurt themselves. But as long as daddy is there or mama or anyone else, but as long as I'm there, I'm watching over you. You know I'm not going to let you hurt yourself. I'm not going to let you fall. But if you do fall, I'm so close that I'm not going to let you hurt yourself. And I'm going to let you know if you fall, that you can get back up and ride again. And it's not the end of the world. This is what God is doing for somebody right now. You're riding along and you've fallen and you maybe hurt yourself and you think life is over and you've got some bruises on you. But I want you to know God has been watching over you the whole time. And if you just let him pick you up, if you just open up your mouth and speak to him because his ears are open, he will pick you up. And sometimes, you know, when I would teach my children to ride a bike, and some of you did the same thing, you know, if they happen to fall, they may not have wanted to get back on the bike. but you had to tell him, get back on the bike, because there's a joy I want you to experience that you can't experience until you learn how to ride a bicycle and balance yourself and let those wheels take you faster than you could run. So I have to push you. I got to push you, because you won't learn how to ride if I don't push you. And God is pushing somebody. I'm talking to you by revelation of the Holy Ghost. I'm giving you a word of wisdom. Hallelujah. God is pushing you. And I know you don't want to be pushed, because you're in a sore place right now and things aren't really comfortable in your environment. But God has to push you, because you'll never learn to ride. You'll never learn to soar if God doesn't push you. And so let him push you, because it's for your good, because it's part of the blessing. God is trying to take you somewhere faster than you can walk on your own. So he has to push you. Lift your hands and say, Father, I'll let you push me, because the blessing is on me and the enemy can't harm me. You're just trying to help me advance and get to the place called there. So my brothers and sisters, please understand how the blessing works, why the blessing is on you, and what you and I are supposed to do with the blessing. My last scripture, Deuteronomy 8:18. We're not finished with this series, but we're finishing for now. In Deuteronomy 8:18, notice what God says through Moses, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers, as it is this day. God empowers his people to get wealth. Now, and I'm going to expound on this, because this has been so controversial, and I don't know why. I understand the attack of the enemy, but I don't understand why so many believers have a problem with what God said in the Bible about wealth. it just really amazes me. You know, each presidential candidate spent over $1 billion just running for president. And we're letting the world talk us out of being wealthy. There's certain things you can't do and accomplish without money, and certainly without wealth. So, wealth, this word wealth in the Hebrew means these things. It means strength. God gives us the ability to get strength. It means might. God gives us the ability to get might. Let me break it down. It's going to be very elementary, but it's going to help somebody. You know, bullying has been a big problem. It's been an increasingly big problem. You know, and bullies typically are bigger than the people they bully, which means they have more might. See, when God gives you might, it stops some bullies. Just receive that. See, when God gives us might, there's some spirits that won't bully you anymore because you have more might. It also means ability. God gives us the ability to increase our abilities. So whatever you're good at, God will anoint you to be better at it. That's also called wealth. It's also efficiency. Wealth also means efficiency. See, God will give us the ability to be efficient. Forgive me. I know sometimes I do that when I speak in tongues. I'm talking to the Lord. Don't be offended. You don't know what I'm saying. Watch this. Somebody listening to me, the reason you're challenged with meeting all of your financial expectations is not necessarily that you don't have enough money. You're just not efficient with the money you have. God wants to give you the power to be more efficient with what you have. Hear that, receive it. Wealth in this verse also means valor. Valor, man. It's also the force of an army. Wealth is the force, my Lord, of an army. God wants to give us, or wants us to know more accurately, that we have the force of an army backing us up, and we are a part of an army that has force and that is full of valor. Hallelujah. See, on an international level, the strongest countries economically can produce the strongest armies. Happy Veterans Day. The strongest economies produce the strongest armies. They can afford to spend money on technology. Then they have to spend more money to train the soldiers on the technology that they keep advancing in. That typically makes that army the strongest. It's wealth that's made America's army, navy, military strong. It's the poor countries that don't have strong armies. Are you hearing the word of the Lord? So God wants you and I to recognize the blessing that is on us so that we can do valor, we can do great and mighty things in his name, and we have all that we will ever need to be able to encounter and overcome any and every enemy that we encounter, because we know we have the blessing of the Lord on us, and we know how it functions, and we know how it works, and we know how to work it. Bow your heads. Let me pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that's upon the body, that's upon the people listening. I thank you, Father, that we're awakening to the blessing. We're understanding the blessing. We're getting more and more power, efficiency, strength, valor, ability in our lives to overcome everything the enemy throws at your people. I bless them in the name of the Lord. May the blessing of the Lord continue to make your people rich and add no sorrow to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. I'm going to finish. Actually, I have finished the message for this Wednesday night. Again, I know some delay in watching on Thursday because it's online. Make sure you contact your brothers and sisters, particularly those that are members of Christian Faith, and tell them they need to continue to tune in and catch these messages, because they are on time words for right now and going into the 2021 year. Well, God bless you. We'll be having service again right back here in the sanctuary of Christian Faith Fellowship Church Sunday, until there's a time that we are not supposed to do that, or it is not wise to do so. But until then, we will be worshiping together here and online with you. So God bless you. Peace be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for joining us. I also want to thank you in advance for clicking on the link to support our ministry. Your giving is what moves ministry forward, and ministry must move forward. You can also visit us online at cffczion.org for more information. If you were blessed by this word, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless you.